one God. Our God is one God. You can write Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. I cannot read all the verses because of my limited time. So we have only one God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. He says, we have only one God. And Isaiah chapter, I want to read three more truths from the Bible that we have only one God, and I'll come to the second point. And lastly, I will try to explain who that God is. So God, remember, He is only one God. That the God of Moses and Abraham and the apostles and the prophets. Isaiah chapter 43, this is my second Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10 and 11, says like this. 10 and 11. If anyone who has the Bible, you can test and verse 10 and 11 says this. You are my witnesses, say the Lord, and my servant who I am chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. So no one before Him, and no one after Him. So He said, verse 11, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no other Savior. So there is only one God, and who is the only Savior? That let the Bible be clear, and what I do. Okay? And then I come to the last book of the Old Testament, which is Michael. Micah chapter 2, verse 10, okay, says like this, we have only chapter 2, verse 10, Have we not all one Father? So we have only one Father. Has not one God created us? Yes. There is only one God who created all. So we have one God in number. We can see this also in the New Testament. And Mark chapter 12. Verse 13, it says, the first of all commandments is our God is one God. So, that is what the Bible says. Okay, so our God is one God. Mark chapter 12, verse 13, yes it is. We have only one God, that is the first commandment. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 22, it says, there is only one God, one Creator, one Lord. Okay? Then, let's come to the second point. That one God is a Spirit. That one God is a Spirit, which is, we cannot see Him, we cannot touch Him, He is everywhere when the Bible says. We can see three verses for this point. We can see because there are a lot evidence in the Bible, but because of my time, just I will say Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1, it says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstand. Where is my temple? Where can I stand?" You can read from 1 until verse 3. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. He says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstand." Okay? And Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23, he says, "I am the omnipresent." Jeremiah chapter 23, if anyone can test it, we can see it. So he is in the earth, he is everywhere because of his spirit. "I am a God," okay, because the question is very fast, "says the Lord, and not a God afar off." That is, until 24, the verse is not complete here. Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24. Okay, then, let's come to the New Testament, that God is a spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God, Jesus says, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And who can serve him, worship him, in spirit and truth? So, God is a spirit. That means, he is not a person, he is a spirit. Okay? Then, this one God, a spirit. His attribute is a spirit, and then, this one God, we can see that he himself manifested in the flesh. He himself manifested in the flesh. We can see this also from the Bible. We see the prophecy which was in Samus. The Jew, all the Jew people, the Israelite people, they were waiting that this God, Adonai, will come manifested in flesh. There is no any verse in the Bible about this sermon that God is going to send himself. There is no verse about this sermon that God sent himself. But what is written about this sermon is he himself will manifest it, he will become a man. God himself. Okay? Okay, let's see. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 13, it says, "All the house of David." And this simple thing, to tire man, here, it is a small thing for you to weigh men, but will you weigh my God also? And in verse 14, what happened there? God, he himself, will give you a sign, and the sign is a virgin will be a pregnant. In that time, God, God when he manifested in the sin flesh, in the Old Testament, there are a lot of creatures, a lot of prophets, like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the prophets they were tiring, they were fishy. But in the New Testament, he himself come. We can see, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. There was a prophecy which says, oh, if anyone can guess it, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. So we are going to see that God himself manifested in the flesh. As I'm keeping my time, and for me. Okay, that is one, that one that is spirit, and that is manifested in the flesh. He prepared the world, his world. So, when we come to the New Testament, when the fulfillment of this prophecy, we can see that God himself come in flesh. Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 and 21. He says, it was the angel Gabriel come and say for Mary, he says, Joseph, he says, she will deliver a baby and his name shall be called Jesus because he will set his people. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, it was written that a virgin will be conceived and will give birth, and his name shall call be Emmanuel, that which is God with us. So he was in the Old Testament, he was with his people, but in the New Testament, he manifested in the flesh. Who? God. Okay? So, we'll see the next point that the fulfillment and what Jesus said about this, about the divine nature. What I want to see, if I have 1 minute, I just want to, okay, three minutes. Alright, so in Matthew, Gospel Matthew, which is one of our questions, his flesh is the work of God, because Mary doesn't conceive from any man, any Adamic man, but because of the Spirit, because of the Lord in his flesh. So, the Lord in his flesh, so that the flesh of Christ is the Lord in his flesh and the temple of God. So we will see that God, the manifestation of God in Christ. Okay? I think my time is gone. And then I will come the next part in the next my okay, 25. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Idesa.
The topic tonight is Jesus claim to be God, or Jesus claim to be divine, or Jesus claim to have any divinity. Actually, our guest spent 15 minutes, he did not mention just one verse from the New Testament, from the mouth of Jesus Christ, Jesus identified himself as God. Nothing, absolutely nothing. If you can memorize one verse, the Bible, quoting from the Old Testament, about God Almighty, from Isaiah, from Zechariah, and so on and so forth. Nothing from the mouth of Jesus Christ, but Jesus said of God. The issue over here we discussed tonight is Jesus' claim to be God, is Jesus' claim to be divine, is Jesus' claim in divinity. This is the issue. Now, you mentioned two things. First, that God Almighty is a spirit. Second, that God manifests in flesh. Okay, let's tackle first, God is a spirit. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said, God is a spirit. Yes, he did say so. Yes. And Jesus said about himself, in the book of Luke, I'm sorry, chapter 24, verse 39, 24-39, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, hide in me and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones as I have. Again, behold my hand, my feet, it is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones as I have. Jesus Christ himself said, he is not a spirit, because a spirit has no flesh and bones as Jesus has. So I agree with you from the point of view of Christianity, that you believe that God is a spirit. That's what it means. Jesus himself denied he is not a spirit, because a spirit does not have flesh and bones. Again, and also in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 6, it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is a spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is a spirit. Jesus Christ born from the flesh of Mary. His mother Mary, Miriam, she was human. She had flesh and bones. He born from her. He cannot be a spirit. That's the first thing. So now then, we can reach at the point that Jesus is not God. Because if Jesus said God is a spirit, and Jesus said I am not a spirit, and Jesus said a spirit has no flesh and bones, actually he has, that is matter. Alright? Good. Second, this verse also, it should mean to us that God Almighty, that God cannot manifest it in flesh. God Almighty cannot manifest it in flesh. Why? Because in the book of Luke, chapter 39, Jesus said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones as I have. So now, this saying about that God Almighty manifested in flesh is a hoax, because God is a spirit and a spirit has no flesh and bones. Now, I would like to mention around 6 questions for you, related to our topic, Jesus God. The first one of them, and this is the foundation of the discussion, the core of the discussion, where exactly in the New Testament Jesus claimed to be divine. He said, I am God, worship me, adore me, take me as your God. Where? Second question. Where in the Bible Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh? I would like you to pay attention to me, focus with me. I speak slowly so you can understand what I'm saying, because I know that English is not your first language. See, focus with me. Pay attention. I'm asking you
from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Where is Jesus claiming to be God, claiming to be divine? Where is the second question? Where is Jesus claiming to be God and a man at the same time? Where is Jesus claiming to be God manifested in flesh? Where Jesus said, I am God and a man at the same time? Where Jesus said, I am dead with God and dead with man? Blush. In the same question we can add, when in the Bible Jesus said, I have two natures as the Catholic priest? Or when in the Bible Jesus said, I have one nature as the Orthodox priest? I want to know where. Now the third question. Are you telling us Jesus is God because he came as the Son of God? So if you are the Son of God, you are God? Fourth, if the nature of Jesus Christ makes him God, is he God because he did miracles in his blindness, in his liveliness? Fifth, I would like to know from your system of belief, from your doctrine of belief. I don't know, you are a Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, I don't know. I would like to know. If, when you're telling me, when you talk about the Son, if the Son that sent the Father, they are the same, it means in plain English, is Jesus is the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit? Or are you telling me that no. Jesus is not the Father. He is equal to him, but he is not the Father. Because I have a problem with the Christians now. Why? Tell me why. See, Catholic and Protestant believe that Jesus is not the Father. He is the Son. And he is not the Holy Spirit. They are co-equal and co-exist. But they are not the Church. They share business, they share essence, but they are not the same. Who says that? Catholics and Protestants. But now, Orthodox, like Coptic, Indian, they claim Jesus, he is the Son, he is also the Father, he is also the Holy Ghost. They are only one person. He is the same, everyone is given to Jesus. Okay? So I would like you to answer the question. Now, church. Question number six. Can you read, this ad about the debate in the social issue, please, if you can do that. Somebody make ads in English and go to the social issue room, please. Okay, now I think question number six, I think so. Yeah, the Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, If Jesus also the Holy Spirit, they are the same person. If Jesus is the Holy Spirit, as the Orthodox believe that Jesus is the Father, Jesus is the Son, Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Or Jesus is not the Holy Spirit, as the Catholics and Protestants believe. The Son is co-equal to them, but he is not the Father, he is not the Holy Spirit. They are three versions, but they share the same greatness, same essence. Which one is correct? Now the next question, I think number seven. Now you can quote some verses from your Bible. You think that Jesus means like that he is God. Okay? Let's summarize what I said. I have seven questions. One. Where in the Bible Jesus claimed to be God? Jesus claimed to be divine. These are the English and Arabic at the same time. Second, where in the Bible Jesus claimed to be God and a man at the same time? Where in the Bible Jesus claimed to be God manifested in flesh? Third, is the Son of Jesus Christ making God? Fourth, is the miracle of Jesus Christ making God? Fifth, is Jesus as the Father, he is also the Father, the Holy Ghost, they are the same person as the Catholic and Protestant believe, as the Orthodox believe, or they are different. Sixth, is Jesus as the Son, is also he himself, the Holy Ghost, as the Orthodox believe, for he is different from all Israel to him and the Catholic and Protestant believe. That's the question about the rest that you claim that Jesus is God because he claimed he gave his message. Okay. Now we're talking about the hopes. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying essentially the hopes about that God manifested in place. Please write it in Arabic. Exhube it in Allah's suggestion. Exhube it in the best of Allah. God Almighty cannot be a man. See, from the mouth of Jesus Christ, and from the Bible it says. See, and the Bible over here, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 2, Ezekiel 28, 2, it says, faith is a branch of fire. Thus says the Lord God. I said something out. Faith is a branch of fire. Thus says the Lord God. Because you have to give it up. And you have said, I am God. I sit in the seat of God. And the merit of the case that you are a man, not God. A man, not God. God is not a man. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 9. Ezekiel 28, 9. Will you say before him that kills you? I am God, but you are a man. I'm not God. That's why a man, not God. God cannot be a man. It's a hoax. Hoax. It's Google. And the book of Hosea, chapter 11, 9, Hosea 11, 9. I will not execute the violence of mine anger. I will not return to destroy the crime. For I am God and not man. For I am God and not man. It says, what is this on this? For I am God, not man. لَإِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَيْسَ إِنْسَانِ For I am God, not man. God Almighty said by himself, I am God, not man. God is not a man. Now, and the book of Numbers, chapter 19:23. Numbers 19:23. God is not a man. God is not a man. God is not a man. It's very clear. Now, the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 52. Job 9:52. It says, For he, God, is not a man. For he, God, is not a man. For God is not a man. For God is not a man. Ayyub, for God is not a man. For God is not a man. God is not a man. Allah is a man. So, this a hoax. Observe that God Almighty become a man, manifested in flesh. No, this is a hoax. God cannot be a man. It's clear. Now, we have the mic. And answer the question is, when in the Bible Jesus came to be God, when in the Bible Jesus came to be God manifested in flesh, is the Son of Jesus Christ became God, is the American mission God, is Jesus as the Son, He is the same, He is the Father, is Jesus also the Holy Spirit? And last thing I would like to hear from you, the very thing you understand from it, that Jesus is God.
We thank you, Brother Hussam. Mr. Agassa, second interception for you, 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. I just said somewhere that I was saying from the Bible, from the Old Testament, it is like that because I thought that I have time. And there is another question this man asking me right now. Okay, let me start from his question. The first question is, Kanino Shinshon, but his first question is Jesus saying by himself, I'm God? Okay. Yes, he is. And the Bible, yes, he, John chapter, just few verses we can see from all. There are a lot of verses. A lot. Jesus says, all the Bible, all the scriptures speak about me. But let me say, John chapter 13, verse 13. John chapter 13, verse 13. Okay. Yeah, if somebody is trying to meet, it will be good. All right. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. So when they say Master and Lord, Jesus says, yes, you are right and I am. So I am. Because of his Lord. There is only one Lord. So we say that Lord you see. Look, Moses, he never say, I am Lord. He never say, and he never asked that. And no one says, Lord. No one say, I am the truth. No one says, I am the way. No one says, I am life. Jesus says, if anyone believes in me, no one says, believe in me. No prophet. Okay? So Jesus says, you call me Lord, and he says, I am. So he is Lord. Okay? John chapter 13, and another place. Okay, we can see John chapter, from chapter 1, from 9, he says, He was in the world. From 9 to 13, we can see, he was in the world. And he came to the world. He was in the world, and we come to the world. No one can see him before he came to the world, but he was in the world. He was in an invisible way. No one can see him, because he is invisible. He is a spirit. And John chapter 10, verse 33, John chapter 10, verse 33, he says, he asked the bookkeeper, why you want to kill me? Why? 33. And they say, because you claim yourself God. And Jesus never say, I begin to say, I am God. He says, yes, it is written in the book,
in your book, when they say, you can name yourself God, and Jesus, you say, that's the translation in your book. Read your book. If you are not, if he's not God, you can say, and if you didn't just say, if you didn't claim that he's God, you can say, you are wrong. I never say I'm God. I'm just a prophet. You can say that. But he says, yes, this is written in your book that I am God. Okay? Okay. We only have more time. So you can listen to some of these other that comes to the second point. I didn't try to do it, but Jesus is God in man? Yes, he is all. That is wonderful. Just in short, we can finish. Just one wonderful, event or scripture from Colossians chapter 3 and 11. Jesus is all in all. In his flesh, and his visible, that is, there is a man, and the invisible one is a God. Okay? Like we have the spirit, and we have flesh. And a visible, a very visible body, is the Son of God. What kind of man? Incorruptible man. The Lord in the flesh. And in his mind, he is God Almighty. This is in the Bible. John chapter 8, verse 19. John chapter 8, verse 19. We can see the John people, they say, who you are. John chapter 8, verse 19. Verse 19 and 20. So, no, it is verse 19, verse 19. John chapter 8, verse 19. There was a question, who you are? They said, I'm question, where is the Father? And Jesus answered, you neither know me. He was 33 and a half years old, but he said, neither know me, nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father. How is that even question? No one can know my Father. If you know me, no one can know my Father. But Jesus says, they asked him, not even flesh, but they asked, who is your Father? Where is your Father? And Jesus says, ye not know me. And once again he says, if you know me, he says, you also know my Father. It is impractical. Yes, and it really works. There are a lot of people here in this room. If I know you, what? I cannot say and I cannot know each other. But Jesus, he says, if you know me, you know my Father. So there is a mystery. Because they expect that his Father is a mutual flesh, but Jesus says, me, I. Because the Father is my sister in the flesh. So, if Jesus is God and man, there's peace. God is spirit. The spirit, God is my sister in him. We can see Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. The fullness of God is complete in Him. The fullness, the longer in the Spirit. So, the longer is completely manifested in Christ and the body. Colossians chapter 9, let's read it. God lives fully in Christ. That's a wonderful word. God lives who? God lives fully in Christ. This is a mystery. What the Catholics say, what the Protestants say, no, I'm not saying about that. Let them say what they want to say. But the Bible says, that person is a belief that Christ is the manifestation and the completeness of God. God lives fully. Look, and all these comments, and the little comments we do, God gives you, God gives spirit for these people. For Moses, he gives you spirit. For Elisha, he gives you spirit. For apostles, he gives you spirit. But in Christ, the spirit of God is manifested in me. That's why Jesus claimed in himself, God. And the apostles worship him, God. Not like a prophet, a wonderful prophet. But as God they worship him. This will be my God and my master and my Lord. Okay? But without the revelation, we may not know it. Okay? Then, let's see. The third point. I may not remember the third one because I didn't know that you are asking me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. But I have the third one. Miracles. You can remind me what you have asked me and we will discuss more. Whatever from the Bible. The miracle next Jesus with God. That is one part. There are a lot of people they did miracles. And the Old Testament and the New Testament. That is not only the only thing that the evidence that Jesus is God. But that is one also. Because I can ask you, what is the criteria to say God? And my question for you, what Jesus must do in your mind to be God, to claim himself God, and to believe him as God, what must he need to do? Is there anything that he didn't do or he didn't anything that he never exercised, never did the creator? Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, we can see all in heaven, all in earth, all in the ocean, listening, everything is created by him. Without him, nothing happened. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, verse 16, 17, 18, 19. Everything for him, to him, is created by him. And John chapter 1, verse 3. John chapter 1, verse 3. He says, all things is created by him, and without him, nothing comes. In the Gospel chapter 1, verse 3. That is Jesus. Okay? So the miracle is one, maybe some thousands, okay, some millions, but that's not the only one that to me, that Jesus can God, not only one, that's the only chapter. Okay, I think my time is left. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Agatha. Brother Hussain, the second interference for your trouble.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I asked the brother more than a question
for our civilization and clean up the mountain ground. And asked him, where is the Bible Jesus came to be God? He was the first question. Where is the answer? Where is Jesus said I'm God? Where did Jesus say I'm God? Where did Jesus claim to be divine? Where in the Bible is a specific, very clear, cut statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ claims to have divinity. Where in the Bible? Where? It's not there. Where? It's not there. You do not mention even one verse. Where? You ask 15 minutes and say nothing. You absolutely said nothing. For half an hour right now, you can reach at even one verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ. A clear cut statement. Jesus said, I am God. I am your Lord. I am your creator. It is not. Second, I ask you, the second question, please write down the question I asked. Where in the Bible Jesus claimed to be God and a man in the same time? Where is the Bible Jesus said, I'm God manifested in flesh? Where in the Bible? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh? Nothing. Not even one verse. Third, I ask you, if the Son of Jesus Christ became God, they say nothing about that. The only thing you answer is the miracle, and you agree that the miracle does not make Jesus as God, that you say maybe can make him God. And you admit by your own self that in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, there is a lot of evil, there is a lot of evil to big miracles. Now, about the miracle of Jesus Christ, is the miracle mission God? No, cannot mission God. Read John 5, chapter 36, it says, but I have greater witness than that of John. For the witness which the Father has given me, the miracle is from the Father. The miracle is from God Almighty. The miracle is from God. The Father gave it to him. God Almighty gave it to him. For the miracle which the Father has given me to finish, since the same works, the same miracles that I do, they witness of me. They witness of what? They witness of what? They witness of what? They witness of me that the Father has sent me. That the Father has sent me the miracles only for one reason. Only for one witness. That he is the messenger of God. He is the messenger of God. God sent him. Now, you do not answer any question, you have to run away from the question I asked you to say that if Jesus is the Father, if Jesus is the Holy Spirit, you do not answer the question. Now about the Holy Ghost, if Jesus is the Holy Ghost, you run away from the question too. Now, I ask you, you have the Catholic, you have the Orthodox, you have the Protestant, Catholic, and Protestant believe that Jesus is not the Father. Jesus is not the Holy Spirit. But the Orthodox believe Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Second, about the Holy Spirit. The Catholic and Protestant believe that Jesus is not the Holy Spirit. He is not the Holy Spirit. But the Orthodox believe Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Which one is correct? The Catholic, the Protestant, for the Orthodox, which one is correct? Now, everybody knew the assumption. Everybody, all of you knew the assumption. All these answers from where? The book of John. All these answers from the book of John. Now, I would ask you, is the writer or the author of the book of John? He written this book to claim the divinity of Jesus Christ, to tell us Jesus is God. This is the question. Now you're quoting from the book of John, Gospel of John. And every Christian on earth, when you ask him about the divinity of Jesus Christ, he will quote from the book of John. Now the book of John. And the book of John was written in the seventh to declare the divinity of Jesus Christ. No? Absolutely not. From where? From the author himself. The sound is good, right? Yes. Where? In the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31. John 20, 31. It says, that these are written in his gospel. This gospel, the book of John. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through him. It's very clear from the mouth of the author, the writer of the Gospel of John. He said clearly, why he wrote the book of John? Why? For what reason? For what purpose? He said, but these are written in the book of John that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe he is the Christ. I have no problem with that. The Son of God, what means like that? It means Son of God is issuing the of course not. Why not? I am also the Son of God. Everybody is the Son of God. But Jesus maybe is different. Where in the Bible Jesus said, my Son was with God different than anyone. And in spite of that, Jesus said, in the book of John, chapter 20:17, John 20:17, Jesus said, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God, my Father and your Father, my God and your God. You hear me, brother? He is the Son of God and the Son of God. The Father is God, the Father is my God too. I am a sin, your Father, and my Father, my God, and your God. And that believing you might have life through his name. What is life? What is eternal life? Read the book of John, chapter 17:3. The book of John 17:3, this is eternal life. To know you are the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you saved. This is eternal life, that they might know you are the only true God, and Jesus Christ who you saved. Very clear. So now, it's very clear. From the mouth of the author or the writer of this book of John, he did not write this gospel to declare that Jesus is God, but only to declare Jesus is the Messiah. We have no problem with that. So, you cannot quote from the book of John to tell me Jesus is God, because, it's like, you're going to read the entire book like, oh, she? Jesus said, no, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Now it's very clear and apparent to everybody that the author of John told us he did not write this book to declare the revenge of Jesus Christ. But anyway, let me answer his question to you. He said, John 13:13. Look over here, brother and sister. He sent John 13:13. It's evidence about Jesus' God. No, it's not. Look over here. And I got a book to translation in front of you on the dish. John 13:13, and this is a translation, message translation. Look what it says. Look. I have a big surprise for you. You address me as a teacher and master. A teacher and master. So, and rightly so, that is what I am. The word Lord over it does not mean God, mean master. Master, like the Lord of the house. Lord doesn't mean master. The translation in front of you, here in front of you, you address me as a teacher and master, and rightly so. That is what I am. Yes, he is. He is master. He is teacher. I have nothing to do. I have no problem with that. But he's not God. It doesn't mean God. Lord, the Lord doesn't mean God. Yes, like the Lord of the house. It doesn't mean he's God. We have an exhibition in this case. If you own a building, they call you landlord. Landlord. Landlord, it means, is God? No, it doesn't mean God. is the master of the building, the one who owns the building. Now, essentially, you misquote the verse essentially. You misquote the verse essentially. You said, now, in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 33, John 10:33. الكبر يقرأ جرام هو متعمد غير يتحرك. It changed the verse. The verse. But it changed the verse. Change it. Potentially. Translate please. Okay, now in John chapter 10:33, it says, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work with Sunium, I'm sorry. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work with Sunium, but for blessing, and because that thou, being a man, makes this with the God. That was the Jews' sin. That was the writer telling us. Now listen what Jesus said. Jesus answered him, it is not written in your law. I said you are God. Why you refer to the verse? You know what he said? He said, it is not written in your law that I am God. Everyone here, you can listen to the table again. He said clearly that Jesus said, it's not written in the law that I am God. No. You perverted the verse. You turned the verse essentially. No. The verse says, it is not written in the law. I said, you are God. And excuse me, James mentioned in the Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. And when we read the word written, it's been written in the Old Testament. Excuse me. Do you understand that? When we say, when the Bible in the book of the Bible is written, it means written in the Old Testament. So now Jesus said, it is written in the Old Testament. That means, in all the Jews, God Almighty said, all the Jews are God. Psalms, chapter 82, 6. Now, if he called them God, if we, if God Almighty called them God, unto whom the word of God came in the Old Testament, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you yea of him, who the Father hath sent to him, and into the world, you bless me, because I said, I am the Son of God. He did not say, I am God, he said, I am the Son of God. And the word Son of God, I have no objection with you. Because Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 17, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. So, no problem with the Son. All of us Son of God, and God is our Father, all of us. Okay? Now, we're going back to the same sin. When you stand at us, when you quote from the Gospel of John, the Gospel of God, the writer of the Gospel of John, he has no attention to tell us that Jesus is God. And it is not what I am saying. That's what the book of John, the writer of the book of John said. Again, in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, it says, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name. Now, I would like you again, I'm going to repeat the question again for the first time, or for the time. Where in the Bible, in the Gospel is specific, Jesus said clear cut statement, I am your Lord, God. I am God. I am God. I am the Creator. Worship me. Adore me. Second, where is the feeling to be Jesus? Where is Jesus claiming to be God and a man at the same time? Where is Jesus claiming to be manifested in flesh? Third, is the standard of Jesus Christ mission God? Fourth, is the miracle mission God? Fifth, is Jesus, is the Father and the Son at the same time? Sixth, is Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Seven, the first is you have the second one for Jesus God. That is your guidance.
Thank you, Brother Hussain. Okay, Mr. Alisa, say the word for you. Please give the mic. Thank you.
Okay, thank you again. I really appreciate you for your administration and it's very interesting. I never expect such kind of discussion for such kind of very disciplined discussion. So thank you very much. All right. Let me say about something that you say. John chapter 21. What he says is, if God is the only matter or the only the message of John the Gospel, it has 21 chapter. Okay? 21 chapter. 100th verse. So why that 21 chapters? Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, 4, chapter 4, 21 chapters, why it is important to read? Written there. If you are saying that John the Gospel is written only for John chapter 20, verse 7. You think that all these people, I mean, you people you are hearing here, why 21 chapters and 100 numbers, why is it written? If the message is only chapter 20, verse 21. Wow. Well, I don't want to spend my time there, but you can just, I want to just give you, to remind you, what you are saying is just what's, not meaningful. Because if that is the only meaning of the matter, it must be chapter 1, verse 1, all. Because all the others is not important in your mind. So it must be chapter 22, verse 31, and the first chapter, verse, and chapter, during the gospel, learning to read again. It is not that. Every verse has a message. Okay? But he emphasizes chapter 20, verse 31 in that way. It does not mean that chapter 30, verse 13 is not important. It does not mean that chapter 3, verses 3, 5 is not important. And I need to say that. Don't interpret and don't treat it. Okay? Alright. Let's come to the point that you, because I want to say just only one point because of the time. John chapter 13, verse 2. 13 and John chapter 10, verse 33, when Jesus says, he says, when they say him, he asked them, why are they going to kill me? He asked them, and they say, because you say, I am God. Are they lying? If they lie, he can say, I didn't say, I am God. But he says, it is written in the law that I am God. So you lied. No one knows that. They say, well, then we kill you, because it is Deuteronomy chapter 13, from 1 to 10, it is written, if there is any prophet, come and preach. And then she says, Jesus or other God, Jesus, there is a law. If anyone claims Jesus God, rather than the first God, the last God, which is the Torah God, the law says in Deuteronomy chapter 13, from 1 to 10, says, kill him.
That's why they are going to kill him, because Jesus said, I am God. To the point that why they are going to kill him, because of Jesus' use of law. He broke the law of law. Because they said, you say, I am God. And Jesus said, yes, you can even speak in the law that I am God. Great. He said, Master and Lord, who is each of you? Lord, like a Lord of light, Lord of a bank, Lord of a district, a country? No. Jesus is the Lord of lords. Everyone does. Let's have a look at pressing that word. Let's go to Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. Jesus is the Lord of lords. If any Lord is here, He is a Lord of lords, because you are God in manifested in Him. God in fullness manifested in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 says, God was manifested in Christ. So let's see Revelation chapter 17 verse 14. If you write the Say on life, Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. He was the priest to the community. This will make against the Lamb. And the Lamb will overcome them because he is the Lamb. The Lamb. Because he is the Lord of Lords. Okay? The many Lord, many, 9,000 million years lords, but He is the Lord of lords. Look at the capital letter. Lord of lords. King of kings. So, it is impossible to deny all the scriptures. You can choose one or two. Or when I run this away, we know it's just what I'm doing to the life you, the life you be. Okay, let's see one more. Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Romans chapter, let's see. We cannot use it. Romans chapter 5, sorry, chapter 9, verse 5. Look, it says, who is the Father's end, and whom come Christ in flesh, who is over all God. So, if there is any God, He is over all God. To whom be blessed forever, so be it. Amen. So He is the God of gods, Lord of lords, because of the show of God manifested in Him. Of course, He is in John chapter 17, verse 3. Yes. Who is the true God, the true God? The true God is Jesus, but I'm not talking about true God for you guys. He is the one. We are talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Moses, manifested in His flesh, in His Son. It is a mystery. How does apostles worship Him? What do they say about Him? Are they worshiping just a prophet? Are they worshiping just a person? Have you not seen in the Bible that they worship Him? They bow down on the ground, they say, Lord and God. Of course, they did. Because of who he is the Lord of lords. Not because of his miracles. He is a creator. He is Almighty. You can see Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. He is Almighty God. Because of Jehovah God is manifested in Christ. Right? Okay. If Jesus is a spirit, Holy Spirit, or Jesus is different from Holy Spirit. And in Jesus, I think the seventh question. Which was? There is a question. Yes. He is, look, I said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, he is all, in all. His answer for all. Because God is in him. I have one verse. A concrete of verses. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 23. Just I want to remind this verse for all of you. Let's see. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 23. Let's see this. Great is the mystery of godliness. God, look, we have only one God. Great is the mystery of godliness. God, one God, was manifested in the flesh. We see two things here. God and the flesh. We see the Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Jesus says, look at me. I am a flesh, a spirit, cannot see, cannot touch, but me, touch and see, and believe me. Of course. But it doesn't mean that, I'm not saying that God is flesh. I'm not saying God is flesh. God is flesh. God manifested in the flesh. God is a spirit. Look at the Lord. God was manifested in the flesh. Okay? God, there is only one God. One God. Adonai. Jehovah. God, that God manifested in the flesh. You may say that I give up everything. You can say that I give him an answer. Anyway, the one who wants to hear, let me hear. Okay? So, what about the Holy Spirit? That's what it means. According to three verses. Jesus is the giver of Holy Spirit. Okay? God is in me, so he is God. And he is the giver of Holy Spirit. He is the source of Holy Spirit. He is the seed of Holy Spirit. Listen, John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. Look, he is the giver of Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. If you just listen, in the last verse, that, okay, do not believe on you, okay, chapter 7, has out of his body, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his body shall, no, verse 37, sorry, I'm reading verse 38, the last day of God, a great day of the church, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Because he is the giver of Holy Spirit, and he says, let him come for me. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. He is the giver of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. If he loves the Spirit of Christ, Romans chapter 8, 9, this week. But we are not in flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God is in you, now you, any man, are not the Spirit of Christ. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. the spirit of Christ. So, Holy Spirit is the spirit of Christ. Okay? Not very far, more, less, or greater than less, and no. We are the giver. And we are very giver. Alright? So, you know, all the people are, they have here. You can say, you never give me an answer. And you can say, but the one who has the ears, let him hear. Let him hear. Okay? God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Agatha. Brother Sam, the third verse for you, as you might read.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the third one. If you can hear me, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm very glad actually that the only evidence for you that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the Lamb, and they will fight the Lamb, and the Lamb will fight them. The Lamb is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. الدليل الوحيد عنده من يسوع هو الله الخروف. وهؤلاء يحاربون الخروف والخروف ينطحهم لأنه رب الأرباب وملك الملوك. And they will fight the Lamb, and the Lamb will fight them. The Lamb is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Okay. Okay. Now, let me say it again. The book of John, chapter 20:31, it says, these are written down, so you will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And in the act of believing, have real and eternal life. That's it? That's it? This gospel of God does not written for us, it was not written for us to be the Jesus God, for the declared divinity of Jesus Christ. The man, the writer of the gospel, is not saying that. If this is true, what he says is true, he will say, this is written. This is written. Listen, it's what he said is true. But this is written, that you might think that Jesus is God. I'm right or wrong, that Jesus is God. And the Trinity is correct. No, he did not say that. He did not say that. If what he said is true, he will say that Jesus is God. He didn't say that. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that really you might have life through his name. How about the way? If you have any problem with this, then a Greek writer of John, I have nothing to do with that. Complain to him, tell him why you wrote the book like that? Why you got a problem with the Muslims now? Why you got a problem with non-Christians? Okay? No. Second. Now, for the second time, I'm sure to say, you lie. Yes, you did right. For the second time, you lie. Essentially, you lie essentially. Yes, and then you lie. Essentially, you lie. Why? You say in the book of John, chapter 10:34, you say, Jesus answered him, it is not written in your law, I am God. I am. He did not say that. It is not in my gospel. I have challenged you to get this verse in any translation. No, no, no. Jesus said, answer them, it is not written in his law. I said, and he's not talking about himself. He's talking about God Almighty said, because this in the gospel, this in Psalm chapter 82 says, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, I said, you are God, you, the Jews, not Jesus, the Jews, you are God. Remember the passage. Remember in the Old Testament, look in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6, it says, 82, 6, I have said, God Almighty, Elohim, I have said, you are God,
You are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. So why you like the teaching? You know why? I tell you why you like the teaching. You know, you put now verses from the mouth of Saint Paul. And Saint Paul, he did not mind to spread the gospel by lying. And he admits he is a liar. I would like you to translate every single word I say, because it's essential, it's important. Please. The man admits he's a liar, and he does not mind that he is breaking the religion by lying. Where? In the book of Romans, chapter 3:7, Romans 3:7, he says, but be it is so, I did not believe in you, nevertheless, Romans 3:7. For if the truth of God has more abundance through my lie, the man has been a liar, and you put from a liar, and you do not mind to spread your religion by essentially lying to us. But it is the truth of God that has more abundance through my lie unto his glory. Why, yes, I am also God as a sinner. Also, he admits he is guilty. Muhkaj, not so guilty. He says in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 12:16, he says, but be it is true, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being guilty, I caught you with a blow. Guilty, when you're crafty, I thought you was below. The man has written the crafty. The crooked. Now, again, you did not mention one verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus claimed to be God. Jesus claimed to be divine. Not absolutely nothing. Not even a word. Because Jesus never said, I'm God. And we go back to John 13:13. Why the Christian translates the word Lord to Master? You answer this question, why? This is not a Muslim translation. This is not a Jewish translation. This is a Christian translation. Why they say Master instead of the word Lord, or the Lord is new Master? And I'm gonna put the bird in front of your eyes and I'll read it for you. John 13:13, here you go. You address me as a teacher and master. I read you so that it is I. Yes. Why? Why a Christian translation can tell the word Lord to master? Because it doesn't mean God. It does not mean God. It does not mean God. Okay, now. As I said before, in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, it says again and again, but these are written, it means the gospel of God, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that really you might have life through him. That's it. Jesus is the Christ, and that's it. That's it. You have a problem, that's your problem with the book of John. Not with me. I am quoting from your own book. Now. So, you failed to get one verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am God. You failed to get one sentence. From the mouth of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh. And now you quote in 1 Timothy 3:16. Maybe you don't know. I'm sure you use in King James Version. But let me tell you something, enlighten you. All the translations, all of them, all modern translation, The Lord the God is not dead. The Lord the God is not dead. The Lord the God is not dead. And one translation of Prophet Uriah over here. American standard version and without controversy. This is the mystery of goodness. He, not God, was manifested in flesh. The first in of Timothy, chapter 3:16, is not there. The Word of God is not there. His later addition is not there. Not for any modern translation. It's not there. The Word God is inserted in the text. It's interpolation. His later addition is not there. Now, okay. Now, you ask very good question. I like it. I think the second statement. How many minutes I have? Please write down how many minutes. Thank you very much. You said very good question. You said, what is the criteria to call somebody is God? What is the criteria to call somebody is God? I tell you what, from your own Bible, why? Nobody can see God. Exodus 33:20. Isaiah 45:15. The first letter of Timothy 1:17. First letter of Timothy 6:16. Nobody can see God at any time. Jesus interpreted. And the book of John chapter 5:37. John 5:37 it says, and the Father who sent me, you never heard his voice, nor see his shape at any time. This is the first one, and the criteria that you cannot see God. Second, God is in heaven, God is not on earth. God is in heaven, not on earth. Listen, Jesus when he said, in the book of Matthew 7:21, that everyone will be Lord, Lord. He will enter the kingdom of God, but the one who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven, God is in heaven. Same thing. The Lord of Riot, when Jesus said, our Lord in heaven. Our Lord in heaven. God is in heaven. God is in heaven. Now, sir, God is a spirit. The book of John 4:24, Jesus is not a spirit. The book of Luke 24:39, touch me and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones as I have. Since God is not begotten, not begotten, nor begotten of the Almighty. Read in the word of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12. Habakkuk 1:12. It says, are you not there, whom everlasting? Are thou not from everlasting? O Lord, my God, my Holy One, he shall not die. God Almighty is everlasting. He has no beginning, no end. Okay? God is not a man. In the book of Deuteronomy, Numbers, 1923, it says, that is not a man. In the book of Hosea, 11:9, I will not execute the violence of my anger. I will not pretend to destroy the planet, for I am God, not a man. God cannot die. Read. The first letter of Timothy, 6:16. Read Deuteronomy 32:40. If Jeremiah 10:10, who cannot die? If Habakkuk 1:12, there is nothing comparable to God Almighty. If Jeremiah 10:6, Deuteronomy 33:26, now, we're going back to the same question again. This is the last chance for you. Well, Jesus is specific. At least it's not I am God. Second, when he said I'm God, not such a thing to this. Three things are fine. If the divinity is the Son of Jesus Christ making God, if the Messiah is making God, if the Father, he himself the Son,
hello.
If the Holy Spirit himself is the Son, they are the same. Mighty Jesus. Have you mighty Jesus? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Sam. Mr. Agatha, the last and the fourth part for you. Please have the mic. Thank you.
Okay. Look. I want to remind again. John chapter 20, verse 31 is not the entire book of John. John the Gospel has 21 chapter. So that is what you mention is verse 1 verse. So, I just ask you, why chapter 1, verse 1 is written? That's the same chapter 1 and verse 1 and chapter 20 and verse 1 is the same. I say, chapter 3, verse 5 and chapter 20, verse 21 is the same. If the meaning of all the entire book of John is chapter 20, verse 31, why is it necessary to write 21 chapters and 100 numbers? Okay? In one chapter, there is a law point, a law teaching. Okay. So, John chapter 15, verse 13, he says, we are reading King James Version. By the way, we are not talking about interpretation of book or the translation of book. We need to another time. But 1611, the oldest book from the old translated Bible from King James Version, I'm saying, John chapter 13, 13 says, Master and Lord, not Master and Teacher. Teacher and Master is the same. But there is Master. You call me Master and Lord. You see, the people, they are passengers. What you read is a different book reading. But he says, you say, Master and Lord, and so I am. He says that. He doesn't say, I am not the Lord. Okay. Well, I'm saying, for everyone to believe. Not for someone who wants us to refuse it. That is untrue, not true. That it is. It is. Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So if there is a King, he is the King of Kings. He is a super King. He is, of course, he is Lamb, he is a Prince of Peace, he is a wonderful, he is a mighty God, he is a Alpha and Omega, he is all.
Okay? Let's jump Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. If someone can place it. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. He is the Son. He is the mighty God. He is wonderful. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor. He is the Lord. A child has given. A child has born. I think I have seen him in it. A child has, okay, let's see, has been born for us. We will be given a son who will be our ruler. His name will be Wonderful, Advisor, and Mighty God. Who is he? Mighty God. By the way, let me say one more. You know, Jesus says, I am not I'm not making nothing for myself. If someone you make that for himself, who is, that witness cannot be acceptable. Jesus says, he's not witnessing about himself. The angel witness, apostles witness, and the prophets in the Old Testament, they witness who Jesus is. Isaiah preached that Jesus is the mighty God. He is the Son, and he is the mighty God. He is the eternal Father. So he will come to the Father, is the mighty God, for if there is another God, who is the weak God. Eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace. Okay? We cannot think, we cannot interpret, because of there is a word lamp. Of course, his own. His lamp is true. He is a God of gods. He is a Lord of lords. He is over all gods. Okay? Jesus says, Scripture cannot be lied. It cannot change. We can refuse that for ourselves, but it cannot change. Do you want evidence from the Son? That the Son? To be a son. If the son himself claims that I am a son, if God the son or the man, doesn't say, I am a son, I am a man, then you refuse it. Can you not accept from her work or from the action? Jesus says, my Father is in me. If you don't believe me, believe your work. That I'm doing now. John chapter 10, verse 37, we can see. Not because if Jesus says, I'm God, I cannot believe me. Because of his I'm God. But because of his work. Because of his truth. Why you are going to just get me evidence that Jesus doesn't say that he is. He says, I am God. They ask, Jesus says, John chapter 10, 33, 32, he asked them, why you are going to kill me? They say, you, not other guys. You, Jesus. You. Say, I am God. That is not easy for other gods. But he was and he is the Old Testament and the New Testament. Because he is Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 1 verse 17. So, then he says to him, you shall say I am God. And Jesus says, if he is not risen, then your book is separation. He doesn't say, I am not a God. He says, if he is not risen, in your book, and you wrote, he answered him, that I am a God, so why don't you believe? Am I saying me or the book? If you don't believe me that I am a God, believe in the book, you know. If you don't believe Moses, just as I should say, if you don't believe Moses, how can you believe my witness? Moses speak about him. David speak about him. So, there are thousand witnesses that give witness about the divinity of the divine nature of Christ. So, with the invisible one, he is in this flesh, he is man, in his spirit, he is God. He is all. That's why he becomes wonderful. Okay. The other thing, what the criteria, I will ask you, what the criteria to become God, or to accept God as a God? What the criteria? And you say, the criteria is, God cannot be seen. You say, John chapter 1, verse 18. So, it cannot be seen that we cannot see. Can we say that all is God? That is God? No. No. You cannot see air. You cannot see angels. There are all things that we cannot see. That's not the criteria at all. That's not the criteria. Because we see Jesus, so we cannot say Jesus is God. Now, so, you worship all universally in the galaxy. There are all things that we cannot see in our physical eyes. That's not the criteria. God, John chapter 1, 18 says, God is not an image. I say in the first part of my discussion, John chapter 14, 4, God is a spirit. Why am I saying that? He is not an image. He is not a body or a body. But he is a spirit. That the spirit, that God manifested in the flesh. That's the mystery. Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You know, there are some people they believe in eternity. So they just, they translate how they understand or how they guess. Because they think that God is, and Jesus is different than it was to be, just it's getting. But in the original, or in the history of and says, God. Alright. Okay. And then, the other thing, we say, God is a spirit. Of course, I say God is a spirit. But because of his spirit, that means God? No, that's not the criteria. Because of his spirit, there are a lot of spirits. The Bible says there are a lot of spirits, but they don't believe the Holy Spirit. When the Bible says God is a spirit, when he says that his nature is a spirit, that means don't think that is a mountain, don't think that is a cloud, don't think that God is somebody. Don't think that God is an elephant or a cow. No, he is a spirit. Okay. But we cannot say every spirit is God. That is not the criteria, but we say that is nature. And I'm saying we're the spirit, but the spirit is manifested in flesh, in Christ. Okay? And God, he says, God is in heaven. There are a lot of things in heaven. The Bible doesn't say only in heaven. I say, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23, and Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 and 2, 3, in the first of my book, my discussion, he is not only in heaven. We can see also Psalm chapter 139, verse 7 and 11. 7 to 11. He says, he is in the heaven. He is in the earth. He is at the corner of the sea, at the end of the earth. Which verse? Verse Psalm chapter 139, verse 7 to 11. Okay? Because I'm a bit fast. Okay. So, being in heaven is not a criteria to be God, because there are a lot of things in heaven. So we can also say that they are. Because it doesn't matter. For being the king in the world, the prince cannot be missing. A president of one country, if he moves from country to country, from place to place, from mountain to that area, doesn't mean that is not a king, because if he moves from place to place. No. That's not. And God cannot die. That is. I'm not saying that God dies. The Bible doesn't say God dies. In flesh, in Peter chapter 3, he says, in flesh, he dies in flesh. In flesh, not the deity, not the God. In flesh, he dies, in spirit, he's alive. We can see the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. While Jesus was on the cross, he was giving all that sacrifice that God himself, which was, please repeat the verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. God was in Christ, who is confining the world unto you? Yes. I know I will come back for this another time. Yes, today is not enough. There are a lot of verses that we will, if you are interested, and you are really interested to people because of you are very disciplined, so I'm interested to discuss more. Not only for Mr. Somebody who is dealing with me, but for all. Let me tell you, the criteria of God is because of his expression, I say he's God. The criteria is because of his expression, he's God. Second, because of his perfect love, and I say that he is God. Angels cannot. They are angry sometimes. 185,000 people in one night. And human beings are more. Another point is, God is good and kind and patient. God is a bit, and there are other points. But in those all points, Jesus will see. The other thing is, the third point is, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Okay? And this point is we can see from the Bible. Well, it doesn't mean, in the Bible there is no word to be God. God cannot die. No. The Bible says, he died in spirit, but he arrives, no, he died in flesh, and he arrives in spirit. And after that, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. He dies, and he conquers, he died in flesh, and he conquers the death forever, because he is almighty. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. He is from the beginning of the day, and he is Alpha and Omega. Okay. So, we can see also another view about Jesus, and I will see the evidence that God is the creator and Jesus is the creator. We can see God is love, what is Jesus is more than anyone. He's love. Our time is over. God bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know what? The big issue in this debate, God is love. Jesus loves you. Jesus God because he loves you. Jesus loves. God is love. I love you. Jesus loves you. I'm sorry. It sounds like what? You love me? I don't think you know about me. I love you. You love me. You are a happy family. I think so. God, Jesus is God because he loves. Because he loves you. That is the truth. That Jesus died because he loved him. Again, with all respect to the brothers, there is not even one to grasp from the Bible that Jesus said, I am God. Clear statement, clear cut verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ, and inspired and said, as our God, our Creator. Second, there is no verse, nothing, absolutely nothing, from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus claimed he is God and a man at the same time. He is God manifested in flesh. Absolutely nothing. It's not in the Bible. Sir, I asked him about if the Son of Jesus Christ became God. He did not answer this question. But did Son of Jesus Christ make him God? Why? Because in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 16, John 20, verse 16, says, I am ascended to my Father and your Father. And to my God and your God. Then the Father is our Father and our God. Same as Jesus. He is Father and he is God. So there is no difference between me and Jesus. He is the Son of God, I am the Son of God. God is Father, God is my Father. The maker, as Jesus said, does not make him God. Why? Because Jesus himself said in the book of John chapter 4 verse, John 4 verse 36. It says, but I have written with his then that of John. For the works, the miracles, which the Father has given me, is from God Almighty. To finish the same works, the same miracles that I do, bear witness of me. What? Bear witness is God? No. That the Father has sent him. He's not the Father. He is the messenger of the Father. And the Father is God. Where in the book of John chapter 6, 27, Jesus said the Father is God. Now, we're talking about if Jesus is the Father, the same entity, is the Father and the Son, the same entity. No, they are not. They are not the same entity. Why? Look over in the book of John chapter 5. From verse 5:26, it says, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. God Almighty is independent. He has his own life. And the life of Jesus Christ is a gift from God. Without God is good. He is nothing without the Father. And has given him assurance. Has given him, God Almighty, John 5:27, has given him assurance to execute judgment also. Because he is the Son of Man. God gave him assurance. Northern Rock exists for the other summit in much for that are in the grace. Shall hear his voice. Now we're talking about the last day, the day of judgment. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil into the resurrection of damnation. This verse is specific to refute the religion of Christianity. Why? Because the Christian believes will go in heaven, not because our deeds, no, because Jesus died for our sin, on the cross. No. Jesus said, we go into heaven by our deeds, not because he died on the cross for us. Now, John 5:30, I said of my own self to do nothing, absolutely nothing. This is God. You quote from Revelation, he is Almighty God. Almighty God, he cannot do nothing from his own self. Almighty God, if he's able, he cannot do nothing from his own self. I can of my own self do nothing, as I hear a judge. I imagine my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. There is two wills, the will of the Father, and the will of the Son, and the will of the Son. Subdued, submit to the will of the Father. Why? Because the Father is greater than the Son. Where? In the book of John 14:28, the Father is greater than me. In the book of John 10:29, the Father is greater than all. Now is the key word in the paragraph. The key verse. John 5:31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Listen very attention. It refers to the Orthodox Christian, the Coptic, who believes that the Father is the same entity, the Son. No. If the Father is the Son, then the witness is not true. Because if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me. Another, someone else, not Jesus. And I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Now he says, if he witnessed to himself, his witness is not true, and there is another, someone else, witness for him. John 5:33, you sink into John, and you bear witness of the truth. But I receive not testimony from man. Their attention, listen. I receive not testimony from man. What does that mean? It means the one who testifies for him is not a man, is not human. Is not man, is not human. Now, from this paragraph, we can conclude three things. First, if Jesus then witness for himself, the witness is not true. Second, there is someone else, another person, testify for him. Third, this witness is not man, is not human. That's why I'm saying that God manifested in flesh is the hopes of Jesus. I would ask you, who is this person that testify for Jesus? In John 5:37, and the Father himself, which has sent me, the Father. The second witness is the Father. The Father is not human. He is not Jesus, because he said another, someone else. The Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Very clear? Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear this for you? You have never heard this voice at any time, nor seen his shape. I astonish, wallahi, I saw the government. I astonish when you see me that automatic and die. By the way, By the way, when he said the man who died in the flesh, I'm sorry, the man who died in the cross in the flesh. Oh, I would like you to read John 1:1 and John 1:14. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. According to this verse, the Word is God himself. The Word is God himself. According to the verse. Now, go to John 1:14, and he mentioned this. John 1:14, it says, and the Word was made flesh. Who is the flesh? I would like everybody to answer. On the flesh. Who is the flesh? The Word. Who is the Word? Read John 1:1. The Word is God. So who died on the cross? God Almighty. The flesh, the Word becomes flesh. The Word is God, and the Word becomes flesh. Go back. The flesh is the Word, and the Word is God. So who died on the cross? God Almighty. God. God died. Now, also in the book of John, chapter 8, there is the title, very important mention, the title for this, 8:13. 8:13 says, the Pharisees, the record, said unto him, to Jesus Christ, thou bearest the record of thyself, thy record is not true. You want it for yourself, you want it for the Lord. It's not true. It has to be someone else, not Jesus himself, another person who testified of Jesus. Now Jesus said in the book of John, in the book of John chapter 8:17, John 8:17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of true man is true. Again, it is also written in your law that the testimony of true man is true. Where we find this in the Old Testament? We find this in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 19:15. It says, one witness shall not rise up against the man for any iniquity, any sin, or for any sin, in any sin that he sins at the mouth of two witnesses. For at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. Now it's very clear. Jesus quote from the Old Testament. He had to have another witness, at least one with them or two with them. Alright? Who is the other witness? Jesus said, I am the one, the same witness of myself, and the Father that sent me. Bear witness of me. There is two different versions. Jesus bear witness for himself, and there is another person. Someone else has testified for him. Who? The Father. Now if you tell me the Father is the same entity, the Son is not true, is not correct. Why? Because Jesus said, if I bear witness for myself, my witness is not true. The Father has to be someone else, not the Son. They are not the same. They are not the same. Now, you try to quote some verses from the Old Testament about the prophecy of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, with all respect, Jesus is nobody in the Old Testament. Natural. There is nothing, absolutely nothing about Jesus in the Old Testament. I challenge you on debate about this topic. Is the Old Testament mention any prophecy about Jesus Christ? Absolutely nothing. His name is not there. There is nothing absolutely about him. I do not even say anything about him. I'm not going to waste my time on this. I'm not going to. I can debate you on this. There is nothing. Now, from the mouth of Jesus Christ, Jesus refused Trinity. Jesus refused Trinity from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Now, in the Gospel of John, chapter 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they might know, they, the Father, God Almighty, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus
said, what is eternal life? It's eternal life that we have to know Jesus is God. For Abraham saying that he has to say, he has to declare, this is eternal life. To know I am God. I am your God. He did not change that. He said the Father is God and I am his servant. I am his messenger. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28, verse 28, it says, and one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them with Jesus Christ, asking them after each, the first, what is the first commandment of all? What is the first commandment of all? Jesus should reply, the first commandment of all, you have to know, I am your God, I am your creator. No, no, no. He said, Shema Israel, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, one Lord. By the way, you mentioned that Jesus is the Creator. How can the creation be the Creator? Huh? God is created from the Antonio. Jesus is created by God. Where? And the first letter of creation, 1:15. What is said about Jesus Christ? The first, the born of every creature. Please write it down Arabic and English. The first born of every creature. The first in that creation, Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? Jesus is the creator. God created him. Revelation, chapter 3:14. رسالة الأولى بكل شيء. رسالة الأولى كنت 1:14. Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church. Of the Lydian. Right. This finish. Said the end. The faithful about Jesus Christ. The true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. Allah Allah. Forgive. The beginning of the creation of God. 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 بداية خليقة الله. بداية خليقة الله. What are you talking about? He's in here for. Stop in here for. Now. Jesus revealed Trinity. And the book of Mark chapter 13:32. It says, but of this day, the last day, and but of this day, and this hour, not no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father, the only one know about the last day, the Father alone. This verse refutes the Jesus God, because if he God, he must know the last day. This verse refuting is the one who judges us in the last day, because if he is, he must know the last day. This verse refutes that Trinity is co-equal, and they share the same knowledge, because if they share the same knowledge, whatever the Father knows, the Son has to know, and the only good person knows, but the only one knows is the Father alone. This verse refutes that Jesus also is the Son of God, because if he is the Son of God, he must to know what his Father knows. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 19:16, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why couldn't thou God? There is none God but one. He is God, Allah. If we God said, yes, I am God, I am your God, I am your creator. He said, no, there is none God but one that is God. And the book of John, chapter 20, verse 17, he said, I am ascended to my Father and your Father. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 29, he said, the Father is greater than all. In the book of John, chapter 14:28, the Father is greater than me. Now, look over here. And it's very, very important verse. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3,
that it was Revelation 21. It says, him that overcomes, when I make him a seraph in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which in Jerusalem, which comes out of the heaven from my God, after Jesus went to heaven, and the last day, in the day of judgment, Jesus said, four times the Father, my God, four times. Now, in the last day, the day of judgment, the first day of Romans, chapter 15, verse 28, 15, 28. It says, and when all things, in the last day, the day of judgment, when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that all things under him, that God may be all in all. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, in the last day, in the day of judgment, the Son, Jesus Christ, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto God, that God will send it under him, that God will be all in all. وَمَتَا أَخْذَ عَلَهُ الْكُلِّ حين يدري الذي نفسه اللي تقول عليه الله سيخضح للذي أخضح له الكل حتى يكون الله الكل في الكل. وهذه الدعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. وما هذا الزور جاهز كل شيء كويس. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Sam, and since thank you, Mr. Agisha, for your time and the debate. Thank you for both. Okay, now the time for the questions. Mr. Agisha, first questions will be from Brother Hanawalla for you, and you will answer it in 3 minutes, inshallah. Okay, Akhi Hanawalla, tafaddal ma'ak al-mic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our guest, the question is going to you. The apostles did not perceive Jesus as a God. How can you, after 2,000 years, perceive him as a God? Would you please answer the question? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Mr. Agassi, the mic is yours.
Okay, they worship and ask him to see. That's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 17 to 18. He says, when they see him, they bow down and worship him. Okay, John chapter 20 verse 28, when Thomas found Jesus, he said, my Lord and my God. Okay? They called him my God, my Lord. We can see Peter also, Peter say, our God, Jesus Christ. Even praise the God over all gods. We can see apostles, one of the apostles, you can see Romans chapter 9, verse 5. Okay? So let's see, so they believe that Jesus is their Lord. That's why they say Lord and God. And John chapter 13, verse 13, they say, Lord, Master and Lord. And Jesus says, you called me Master and Lord, and so I am. They called him Lord. Well, Lord means as Adonai. There is only one Lord. That one Lord is the Lamb, Jesus. Because the one Lord in the Old Testament manifested in the flesh. Timothy chapter 3. That's just it. That's what they believe. God manifested in the flesh. So they worship him. They call him Lord. They say, Lord Master. We say, our Savior. That's all. My God, our God, personally, the church, they worship him as God. And then others, they reject because of the first and the two people, they say, you call yourself, you say, I am God. Okay, time's over. So they were always worshiping as a God.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Agatha. Brother Hussein, the mic is yours to the claim about this answer. Thank you.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm sorry, this is the third time in the debate you lied. I'm saying you lied essentially. You said that Jesus Christ, our God, Jesus Christ. I challenge you to give me one verse in the gospel that Peter said to Jesus, our God. Or he said, Jesus, our God. Why you lie? Why are you lying? It's not good. Listen what Peter said. And in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, 26, a shut for you and for every Christian in the room. Listen, guys. Listen. Look. To you, praise to God, has raised up his servant, Jesus. His servant. His servant. The AMT translation, 1-2, American Standard Version, it says, his servant, Jesus. One more? Okay. Another translation over it. Basic English translation, his servant, Jesus. Abdu. Abdu, Yesu. Abdu. His servant. His servant. His servant. Why you said, why you say so? Who said that? Peter. Peter said that. Jesus is that servant, that slave, that would mean servant. Or to Jesus. Or to Peter said, and the book of Acts, chapter 2:22. Here it is. You men of Israel, hear this word, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. Approved by God, among you, by miracles, and wonders, and signs, which God did by them, and the ministry of you, as you yourself also know. Allah again is telling you, it's not like a kalah, we are so on the free. Rajul, amen. Rajul, fattabar alaykum, min qibal illa, ya ayyafu agar, sarayam lahu yadil, fattatakum, ya man arzit ahamun. Okay? Amen. Approved by God. But let us from God. Now, Paul says what he says in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1:17. Listen what he says. Paul, 1:17. That the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the God of our Lord, the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, we give him unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the Paul? Ilaha Rabbana Yisun Mishai. Ilaha Ho. What are you talking about? God is a mighty good for me.
Thank you, Brother Sam. Mr. Agatha, I have just a little question. Does we have any verses in the Bible says that the students were praying to Jesus, although we have a verse that Jesus were praying to God? Do we have this verse in the Bible that the students were praying to Jesus, just yes or no, for reminding me, please. Mic is yours.
Okay, but this last question, if somebody asked and that other person want to explain or deny, the way how we discuss may not, this way I prefer, not this way. I'm coming to your question, but to answer, but not in this way, because of, you know, for me, if my time is over, let it be over. I told Mr. Willis, you mean, I told you, when I'm talking about eyes, we are talking about nose. Jesus is fine. If we talk about nose, he is nose. If we talk about eyes, he is eyes. At all, in all is one. The Bible says in Colossians, I say Colossians chapter 3, 11, 8, he is all. If you say servant, he is servant. How a lamp becomes that, of course, his lamp also is wonderful.
Mr. Agatha, sorry for interrupting, but the question has already finished. There's a new question, if you please. Is there in the Bible a verse that explains that the students were praying to Jesus, as we have a verse that says that Jesus were praying to God as well? Please, that's the question. The mic is yours, sir.
Okay, you know, I can't give you answer for your question, but not other person says, because of, that you say, I don't stop it. You give two people and you ask me, and somebody explain, you can, we can over the our discussion. Okay? Yes, Jesus, this is my answer. Yes, Jesus, and the answer. I have why Jesus. You can ask me why Jesus. That's for your question. Yes, Jesus, nice for you.
Good. Thank you. Mike is yours, brother or sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the verse in the Bible? Where is the verse in the Bible? The brother asked you, where in the Bible did Jesus told the disciples to pray to him? That is the question. Where is the answer? You said in the Bible, where in the Bible? Actually, no. See, in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9, every Christian should know that. It's called the Lord Prayer. As-salamu alaykum, the Lord Prayer. After this manner, the letter, they gave Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray, not to him, to the Father which are in heaven, our Father, which are in heaven, not in every way, brother, not in every way. Jesus never said that in every way. Hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, there will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us, not who? The Father in heaven. Because the Father is God. In John 6:27. Give us the day, our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us, not to any temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive, land this passage, your heavenly Father, again, the Father in heaven, will also forgive you. But if you forgive not, land this passage, neither will your Father forgive your sins. Very clear. Jesus told the disciples not to pray to him, to bring that directly to God, and if they ask from the Father, because the Father is God. Okay?
Thank you, Brother Hussam. Sister Ayon Beirut, the mic is yours for your question.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear guests, we have in Matthew 26:39, when Jesus went into the forest before he was arrested, he knelt down on his face and prayed. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." If Jesus was the Lord and the God to whom he was praying, and whose will was he going to accept? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sister. Mr. Agatha, the mic is yours, please.
Sorry, I don't want to agree to discuss in this way. If you need answer, if the answer is not right, then the person needs to ask me, not the other person. I don't want to agree to discuss in this way. Otherwise, you have to give me 3 reasons for that person who says who is lying. I will give answer. Okay, my for you. First, listen to me, the way how we talk.
The debate is over. If you want another debate, I can debate you again. Now is the question and answer. If a Christian asks me something, you comment on my answer. If a Muslim asks you something, I comment on your answer. It's fair. The debate is already over. Now the time for questions only. If something the Christian asks me, any Christian would like to ask me same to the admin, I will answer him, and you comment on my answer. But if a Muslim asks you, I will comment on your answer. If you don't like this, that's fine. If you want to quit, no problem. Take the mic now, till you want to quit. We have no problem with that. Admin, Aki Apatko, give him the mic, please. If you want to quit, that's fine. That is good, admin.
Thank you, Brother Hussain. This is the way, Mr. Rajasa. If the questioner is a Muslim, is the direct question to you, and Brother Hussain redirect and on the your answer, and vice versa. Okay, Mr. Rajasa, the mic is yours.
Okay, let me share. If someone asks you one, let me gather, ask me, and let me give answer for the person, not for me. Otherwise, I just already stop here. And I prefer to discuss another time in the way, in the first way of what we discussed before.
Okay, salam alaikum. That's fine. That's fine. It doesn't want to answer anymore. That's no problem. If you would like another debate without questions, that's fine. If you agree with that, that's fine with us. If you would like, we can have another debate about crucifixion. Are you available? What today you are? Today you are. Which day you are available, we can have another debate without question if you don't want a question. That's fine with us. Mike, if you have seen me, which day, what time is good for you? And we can have a debate about crucifixion. So what do you want to do? All the time? Okay. What about today what is today what? Today what? I don't know which day is today. Today is Sunday. Okay. What about tonight? What time now in your country? What time you have in your country now? You know what the difference between the other and three words in what today can bring them today and this and that? الوقت كم ساعة؟ هو في هولندا، هولندا. بينه وبين مكة كم ساعة؟ بينه وبين مكة، Okay, one hour, that's only different one hour. Okay, so do not just 1 minute. It's the medicine device. How many hours different between here, between, not United States, sorry, between مكة and the US, right?
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياك الله أخي هشام. الساعة عندنا الوقت 5 في ساعة من توقيت مصر. One hour different between Poland and Egypt. It's one hour. One hour. في ساعة واحدة بس إن شاء الله. بس انا كان ليا بس سؤال. اوكي مايك اتفضل معاك المايك اخي وسام. بس انا ليا سؤال باللغه الهولنديه بالذات لو يحب يعني. اتفضل معاك المايك. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. بالانجليزي عشان اقدر ارد على كلامك. ما اقولش اي كلام وبعد اذنك يعني. اوكي وات اباوت يا وات اباوت هود وان مينت ADM your time, Dutch time, Holland time. That's good? ADM, يعني 10 طويل مكة. Is it good for you? Today, Sunday, 8 AM? About construction, is it good for you? 8 PM at night. Mr. Agata, that's good time for you? Can you give on to us? Is this a good time for you? Okay, take the mic to me. What time at night is good for you? Go ahead, take the mic.
Can you hear me? And Mujian from the day is Saturday and from 1500 to 1900 CMT. This is Saturday, not Sunday.
I'm sorry, Dinesh Chikrayan, you don't want to get Dinesh Chikrayan, I want your time, your local time. We are in Sunday already, today is Sunday, it's not Saturday. And Holland time, not Dinesh time. Holland time, go ahead, take the mic, please. And which day? We are in Sunday already, the Middle East. And I think in Holland also, we are in Sunday, early morning Sunday, go ahead.
Okay, it is now 5 in the morning, so I prefer pass from 1600, which is in like Washington, it's like 12. I think 10. In Washington, 10. 10, and between 10 and I'm not sure about that. Between 10 and 1500 to 1900, GMT. Now it is 5 in the morning. Almost I have to sleep, but I need to sleep. It's okay. But it's always because I have to do something another day.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I don't understand what is it. I'm sorry, what are you talking about? What time are you talking about? You want an excellent time? I think you live in Holland. Why? I don't understand what you mean. You want a Holland time or what? Happy, and which day? And which day? Which day? Which day? What time is your local time? I want the local time. And which day? Go ahead, what are you doing? Are you living in Holland? Are we doing one at American time? Or do you want an Eastern time? Just think us, no. How do you think of that?
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, sir, I'm a Munir Agasa. Now, sir, I'm a Shubli. The Fraha is, Sundag, it's Sundag, so and so, it's Sundag. Saturday is at Colombo, it's finished. Sundag is Sundag. 5 o'clock. Yeah? Vandaag is zondag, het is 5 ochtend. De vraag is, vandaag inshallah, als je wil بسكوزي مت وسام هذول بسكوزي مت وسام ومولاف فانداخ السنداخ إذ نوت ساترداخ إذ نوت ساترداخ بس فانداخ السنداخ عند طايد إن نيدرلاند إذ فايف إيو أختو بس فانداخ السنداخ ونير ومولاف op zondag, s'avond, om 10 uur of 9 uur. S'avond, inshallah. Neem de microfoon, geef de antwoord. Is zondag is niet zaterdag. Is 5 uur. Sta gaan ze, inshallah. Oké? Neem de microfoon, zeg het tegen ons, ook in Nederland of Engels, om hoe laat vandaag, inshallah, willen discussiëren met broer onze zijn. Neem de microfoon, meneer Agassi. Maïs, salam alaikum.
Excuse me, can you please speak to my Agatha? She's a team in the image, I don't know that. Nobody knows what you're talking about, the room is next to you. And which sort of day you're talking about? You mean next Saturday? Next Saturday I have a debate in Arabic. Next Saturday I have a debate in Arabic already. Which sort of day you're talking about? Saturday is already gone, which sort of day? Man, please man focus, which sort of day you're talking about? Next Saturday I have a debate. If you want a Friday, fine. If you want a Thursday, fine. Which day? You have one hand in the Munazir Ayn, 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 okay. So which is the day you're talking about? Which is the day you're talking about? Go ahead, the mic is yours.
Okay, sir. It's possible to make the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, not the Thursday or Tuesday, it doesn't matter. I will be available. I'm saying about next Saturday, it says today is over. It's clear. From 15 to 1900. 15 to 19, Germany. I can mention my
friend. السلام عليكم. ايش عفلكم سير؟ انا اعتقد انه هو كان عايز النهاردة الحد من الساعة 4 عصرا اللي هو 16 ل 19. يعني هو كان قصده على اليوم يعني هو كانش عايز يعملها الاسبوع اللي جاي. او سنت واد معيدني. تمام؟ او اي يوم تاني فلكس المعاد اللي هو 16 ل 19. مش هتفرق معاه. هو جاهز بقية الايام يعني. والله اعلم اذا كان ده صحيح يعني. اتفضل اخي وصل معاك المايك.
السلام عليكم. اوكي فاين وي كان ميك ات فرايداي فاين فور يو تيك فرايداي او سوتر ذا سوندي. بس ذا بروبلم از وي دونت نو وات يو مين باي 1619. وات از 1619؟ وات از ذات مين؟ اي هاف نو ايديا. وات از 1619 جرينش تايم؟ انيبادي نو؟ كان انيبادي تيل مي وات از ان مكة تايم؟
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أخي وسام عندنا في هولندا الساعة بعد 12 بتبقى 13. بعد 13 14 15 16 يعني 13 14 15 16 16 يعني 13 واحدة 2 3 4 الساعة 4 يعني 16 4. أوكي أخي وسام. دوس يا زر خراف أساسي ماكني أوز بامير تصد بعد 16 and 19 16 year and 19 تصد the 4 year and the 19 year club that بعد الساعة 1 على طول يا أخي وسام. بعد الساعة 12 يبقى 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 بعد الصفر اللي هي الساعة 12 وبعدين تنزل تاني من الساعة 1 يبقى واحدة بالليل. كلمة واحدة يعني بالليل. اثنين كلمة اثنين مش اثنين الظهر يبقى اثنين بالليل. اتفضل معاك يا اخي وسام. السلام عليكم.
الكلام اللي بقوله غلط يا اخي. الكلام ده مش جرينتش تايم. ليترال تايم رايت؟ ديز نوت جرينتش تايم. از نوت كوريت فور ذي شيء. ديز ليترال تايم نوت جرينتش تايم. يس؟ اي وود لايك تو نو سبيسيفيك. وش تايم؟ عاوزين نعرف اللي بيقول ده التوقيت العسكري مش التوقيت العالمي صح يا اخوة؟ 13 14 ده التوقيت العسكري مش التوقيت الجرينتش ليس توقيت الدولي. لا يا أخي لا 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 هذا توقيت عديد الملتري سيستم إزناخ جرينجي سيستم 4 PM 7 PM أوكي which day Friday last hour أوكي last hour we can do it. لا 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 It's a military time, it's not Greenwich time. Hold 1 minute, hold 1 minute. Is 7 PM good? 7 PM is good? In your time, 7 PM is good? Or even 6 PM is good? 7 or 6 PM. Go ahead, take the mic, please.
Okay, except Wednesday and Sunday, I can come. I can make myself available from 16 GMT to 19 GMT or from 4 PM to 7 PM. Except Wednesday and Sunday, you can give me any time. I think it is clear.
No, it's not really clear. Okay, now 4 to 7 your time and Sunday. Okay. What about Sunday? Sunday, I'm sorry, Wednesday. Wednesday, yeah, it's good for us about it. It's good, but it's good. It's good for us. So, I'll call up 4 to 7 twice, my phone. Wednesday, 6 PM your time. You said from 4 to 7. You're going to need 2 hours only. So, you start with us. 6 PM, you finish 8 PM your time. What about that? I said exhibit? Exhibit? Okay, fine. So Friday or Saturday? How might it go? Friday, okay, how might it go?
Okay, next Friday. From 16 to 19, or from 4 to 7, next Friday.
So we have to be specific about the time. We cannot leave it this time. We have to be specific what time exactly. What time we're going to start the debate. That's what I'm trying to present to you. It's 6 p.m. to start the debate. It's good for you or not? Quite a mighty good.
Okay, if it is 6 p.m., I'll stop at 7:30, I'll stop because I have another thing to do. But if we start a bit earlier, we can have time. So from 16 to 19, I am available. You can just tell me which time, the exact time I can be. If you say 4 o'clock, I can come, or 5, I can come, until 7 o'clock.
Okay, we can start 5:30 and you finish 7:30. Is it good for you? Is this good? We start 5:30 and we finish 7:30. 2 hours, you are mighty
good. Good. From 5 to 7:30. Next Friday.
Okay, fine, fellas. You inshallah Friday 5:30. You told them not to call it because the Aisha prayer inshallah in the Middle East. Okay, thank you very much. Next debate.